This is Build a Big Podcast. I'm David Hooper. So MAGA Kid, he's in full-on spin mode right now. The MAGA Kid Rehabilitation Tour. That's what I'm calling it. Here's what that looks like. His parents hired a PR agency. They came up with an explanation for the confrontation with the Native American at the Indigenous Peoples March that was in D.C. this weekend. If you're not aware of this, go listen to the previous episode or just turn on the internet. Everybody's talking about this right now. This PR firm, they released a written statement. It was written by a professional, and it explains his side, MAGA Kid's side of what happened. I mean, I don't know. It's a kid. Maybe he's completely tone deaf. He didn't have the worldly experience that I have. I believe that it's possible that he really believes this. As I mentioned in the previous episode, when you're in a crowd, it is difficult to know everything that's going on in that crowd. I know that it seems that you would be able to really get an idea of what's happening even just a few feet from you, but I've been in big crowds. I was in that business for a long time, thousands and thousands of people in big fields watching these artists that I would work with. And we would see situations like this, security situations, where something would happen. Maybe a fight would break out. Sometimes somebody would die. They're right next to you, and you have no idea it's going on because things get crazy when you're in a crowd. I think for this kid, that's absolutely possible because he was way over his head with this situation. And when you're way over your head, you're not thinking clearly. That's why they tell you to practice 911. You ever heard that? It sounds kind of crazy. It sounds easy enough that you can dial three digits, 911, but wait till you get put in a situation. I was literally 5 feet from a woman who was having a seizure, and I just stood there watching. And I feel like a complete dumbass saying this. Thankfully, there was a nurse who was also about 5 feet away. She jumped in, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to do better next time. And I will do better next time because I've been through that situation. But rehearsal is what allows us to be in these situations and take care of things effectively. This kid, hell, I don't know if he'd ever left Kentucky. He's in the big city. He's with all his bros. No parents around. I would argue that there probably weren't adults around the way the adults handled this situation. He's doing whatever he wants to, and he found himself over his head. The black Hebrew Israelites, they're taunting him. The Native American guy walks right up to him, bangs a drum in his face. That could be scary, especially when you're a little kid. So I'm going to give him a break. Let's talk about how this has to do with your podcasting. Like practicing 911 ahead of time, making your podcast, that's actually helping you to prepare for situations like this. I want you to check this out. This is a clip of MAGA Kid today on the Today Show during his rehabilitation tour. Listen to this.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing. But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
When I saw this for the first time, I'm not lying to you. I thought this kid might have been on a sedative or something. Somebody gave him a Valium before he went on. The energy was way low. Another thing that I noticed about it is that they wrote his answers for him. And people don't connect with that. When people saw the written statement, they said, ugh, that's obviously some attorney or PR guy wrote that thing. And now he's using the same type of language to talk to this reporter. 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, they don't talk like that. Plus, the guy sounds like he's dead. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. They propped up a corpse. Brr, 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 brr. So let's try that again. This time, I'm going to play the part of the kid. This is how I think it should have happened.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
Savannah, I do regret this situation. And while I wouldn't use the word fault for what happened, I do take responsibility for my actions, and I wish that things had been handled differently. I wish I'd walked away from Mr. Phillips rather than just stand there and stare at him, which I now realize was misinterpreted as aggression and smugness on my part. I wasn't trying to be aggressive. I wasn't trying to be smug. I was actually scared. I'm only 16, and I made a mistake. Hope someday I'll have an opportunity to sit down with Mr. Phillips. We can talk about this situation. I'll hear his side of the story. He can hear mine. I think we've got a lot more in common than not. And scene. I'm going to show you what I did there, but first I want to say why it worked and tell you why it's important for you. You cannot hate a guy who takes responsibility and wants to work out a positive resolution. You know what people do hate, though? when people try to defend themselves when that wasn't the question. Like this.
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so.
You're a podcaster. Your voice goes everywhere, just like the video of this kid did. Sometimes, like this kid, the whole story isn't going to come out. People will use clips. Maybe you weren't as clear with your message as you thought you were. Sometimes, as I mentioned on the previous episode, people are just looking for something to be mad about. Regardless, your voice goes everywhere, and sometimes you're going to be misunderstood. But the good news is, by practicing 911 ahead of time, you've had the experience getting your message out to people, even if it's not perfect, and you'll be ready, at least more prepared than MAGA Kid, if something like this ever happens to you. Here's the recap of what to do if you get in this situation. 1, take responsibility for your actions. 2, use your words, not someone else's words. And 3, don't get defensive. If you like this, I've got a lot more of it. It's at my website, bigpodcast.com. I've got marketing tips, tricks, strategies for you to grow your podcast, attract an audience, make money while spreading your message. While you're there, I've got 25 episode templates that you can pick up. These are plug-and-play templates. You can plug them into your podcast for either entire episodes or segments within those episodes. They will work for what you're doing now. These 25 episode templates are free to you. Go to bigpodcast.com to get them. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Build a Big Podcast.